Bullet holes mark the walls, and there's a hole in the floor where a grenade landed. But Mumbai's Cafe Leopold was open for business today. Farhang Jahani is one of the owners, and he joins us now from the cafe. Can you describe the scene for us there today?
Today, like, we opened at around 2:15 in the afternoon, and now my restaurant is packed from the time that we have opened. We have got people from different walks of life, tourists, a lot of tourists are over here, as well as a lot of Indians giving their support, and they are trying to show to the world that nothing can stop Mumbai with all these things what has happened. They say that life has to go on.
Do you think that any people are staying away from either the cafe or the entire region because of what happened?
Well, I don't think so, because a lot of people have actually come in to have a drink or to have food. Each and every table is occupied. I have got 34 tables over here, and every table has got four chairs, so the full restaurant is full at the moment.
What was cleaning up the cafe like? What kind of damage did you have, and how big a job was it?
Well, cleaning up the place, yeah, there were a lot of bloods here and there because a lot of people were injured. I had about 7 people dead, out of which 5 were Indians and 2 were tourists. 2 were my waiters. And the thing is, we had to clean up the whole place because all the glasses, bottles, plates, everything was scattered all over. We cleaned up at least 5 to 6 times.
As a proprietor of the Cafe Leopold, very famous tourist destination in Mumbai, would you like to see more security to prevent anything like this happening again?
Yes, definitely we would like to see more security happening in our restaurant. No doubt, from the very beginning we had taken precautions. We had instructed our waiters, the staff, that any customer that leaves the premises, they have to check underneath the tables and the chairs to see that no luggages are left back. We have also written a note all around the walls of the restaurant that no tourists should take the responsibility of some other customer to whom they are not known, because it could be a bomb inside the bag. But now with this thing happening, it happened in such a way that they did not come inside. They were standing outside and they were firing at the restaurant. Nobody can stop that. But as far as possible, we will definitely try to see that we take better precautions now.
Did the police encourage you to open early? Did they encourage you to wait? Anything like that?
We actually opened yesterday, but because of the chaos created by the media, everyone came pushing into the restaurant, shouting slogans like Long Live India, as well as along with them, we had a lot of unwanted people. So as we found that it was difficult to control the crowd, in 45 minutes we pulled down the shutters. But today we restarted it at around 2:15 with a very low profile. So on that basis, everything is going very smoothly at this moment.
Well, Farhang Jahani, Mr. Jahani, a proprietor of Cafe Leopold in Mumbai, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, sir.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.